Paddy Farrell, working logistics based at RAF Lossiemouth.
Paddy, have you always been making music?
Yes, as long as I can remember. Like, I think I picked the guitar up at about 14, and as soon as I could get my first three chords out, I was singing songs with it. Like, so yeah, mainly covers, but I've dabbled in the songwriting as well. I've got a couple of songs on Spotify and stuff, so I'm looking to get more stuff out than I can.
Can we expect an album sometime?
That's what I'm actually working on at the minute, Jim. I'm trying to get a little EP together. I wrote five songs at the business end of an honours degree, so that's Kate and Preston at the minute. It's coming thick and fast now, and that's work's kind of facilitated that for me. So once that's done and dusted, hopefully that EP will be out shortly.
Is the music making a bit of a release from the day job?
Definitely. Yeah, it's definitely an outlet. I feel blessed that I can actually do that. Some people have got poetry, story writing, and it's great to be able to sit down and just and create something. Obviously, it's all the opposite to my daily working life, so yeah, I really enjoy it.
Being a full-time serviceman, does that limit where you can take your music and get out there with it?
What comes first when you're in the RAF? Do you know what I mean? You've got things, when they say you're going somewhere, you just put it down tools and away you go. Like, so that kind of takes precedent, but certainly in your downtime, the world's your oyster. Like, if I was to speak to work and say, like, I've got to go and maybe do a little mini tour or whatever, I'm sure they'd accommodate that if they could.
Don't let me go. Need to know you feel the same as me.
The Forces are well known for their banter. What sort of response do you get?
It's fully crack. They're always ribbing you, like, saying they're trying to be this and be that, do you know what I mean? But it's all good jest, it's all good fun, like, and the majority of them put the tunes on the playlist. I think they just wish they could do it, if I'm honest.
I believe there's a great facility for making music at RAF Lossiemouth, and you've been involved in helping revive the music club there.
I'm the OIC of the club at the minute. I've kind of came up the ranks in that club, started off as just a little property member, and now I'm actually running it myself. It's a great facility for any aspiring musicians that want to use it. We're looking to get funding to get some equipment in there. It needs a wee kind of bit of revival with the actual stuff that we've got, but the space itself is excellent. Hopefully within the next 6 months or so, COVID permitting, we'll get a whole lot of new backline kit in there, new guitars, new mics, drums a lot. Oh.
I'm Bombardier Rhys Jenkins. I went straight from the regulars to the RMP reserves. Decided, due to me going into the civilian police, the military police reserves wasn't really something I wanted to do on top of my full-time job. So I ended up moving over to the Royal Artillery. I'm currently serving with 212 Battery in F Troop in Kirkcaldy as the acting troop sergeant there.
You're in a band called The Intruders. You always played music.
Before I joined the army, before I got a full-time job, you know, ever since I was a kid, I was in and out of bands. It's always been a massive part of my life.
The Intruders have got a wonderfully retro rockabilly sound. Was rockabilly always your music of choice?
Not initially, actually. When I was a kid, it started with most of my dad's music. My dad being into a lot of British 80s metal. And I just kind of went back in time, if you like. My mum was into a 70s punk. And I went back further, I discovered a bit of British ska, and eventually I ended up with rockabilly. Rockabilly, of course, being the earliest sort of style of rock and roll, pretty much the thing that started popular music as we know it. I fell in love with the sound, I fell in love with the look, absolutely everything.
Ooh, well, I gotta get her with a wrecking machine when it comes to rocking, she's the queen.
I actually started off doing a lot of open mic sessions in St. Andrews, because I was based in Lucas for a couple of years.
Dead folk from the base coming along and watch you at the open mics?
On a couple of occasions, yeah, I did have a few people coming down,
They would have heckled you, did they?
You know what, it was always a bit of a fear, but surprisingly not, no, they were actually really supportive. A couple of occasions, the hierarchy threatened to come down. You know, I use the word threatened jokingly, obviously, they were quite supportive of it. But the big thing with the rockabilly sound is also the rockabilly look. And obviously the military look and the rockabilly look are very... well, they're drastically different. So the one thing that sticks.
Elvis Presley, when.
Well, yeah, saying that, he was one of the few servicemen who were allowed to keep the hair. I wasn't quite so lucky when I joined. The quiff went and the shaved head came in, but that was quite a big thing in a way, a little personal battle to overcome, maintaining the look in my free time while still serving. I just about managed to pull it off in the end, yeah. Walking out of Southwark Park, I was allowed to grow my hair out a bit more. During that point, you're allowed a bit more freedom, but. I had a bit of a quiff going, had my leathers, my boots, my jeans, my rockabilly patches and all that sort of stuff. Walking out, it was my time off. I was collared by the platoon sergeant. I remember him saying, you can't go around town dressed like that. You're representing the military police at all times. It's got to be something relatively boring. To which I politely nodded, said, yes, sergeant. And as soon as his back was turned, I went straight back downtown anyways. When I walk, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, Rockabilly Radio listeners. This is DJ Tafcat coming at you with Cosmic Shakedown.
You also get across your passion for rockabilly with an online radio show.
By using the handle of DJ Tafcat. Obviously, the word cat in the rockabilly culture being a slang for a bloke, basically, and taff coming from the fact that I'm from South Wales. I'm currently DJing with them on 3 days a week, hourly slots. Yeah, 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 then we'll pop, rock and roll.
And after all this time, I'm still into you.
I'm O.C. Kuchin Aitchison and I play the guitar.
I'm leading cadet Grace Roberts and I sing.
What drove you to start making music together?
I realised that Grace could sing and she realised that I could play instruments, so we just took it from there.
We were wanting to perform together at the awards evenings.
Tell me about that first performance, Katrina.
We went through about 5 different songs in the lead up. We changed it about a week before. We did Hallelujah, a cover of Hallelujah, and we started off with quite slow songs, but I think now that we've gone through quite a few performances, we've sort of built up confidence and can do sort of faster, more upbeat songs. Captain Adams, he's heard what sort of stuff we did and then he recommended us to other people and we just sort of kept getting asked to come back. We'd do a gig and at the end they'd say, we've got another one we'd like you to do, and it just sort of kept going from there.
They must have been happy with what you were doing then, Grace, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
We had something, right?
What sort of support do you get from the cadets with your music?
Well, we weren't expecting, obviously, like the performance side. So when Peter started like saying to us that he's wanting us to perform at his like wardroom concerts and then other events, the cadets were all quite like chuffed for us. They were very excited about it, and a lot of people would come along and watch the post about it, and it was great.
What's the best thing about performing in front of an audience?
After people come up to you and say, oh, I did really well, and then it's at the start, it's just being able to do something that we enjoy doing and have other people enjoy watching it, I guess. So calm, Mr. Rock and Roll,
he's dancing on his own again. Generally, it's quite laid back and obviously acoustic, but you're both sort of rockers at heart.
We do like to kind of go a bit more rock when we're doing performances now, as opposed to like when we started.
What are you hoping to do with the music going forward? You've been doing cover versions so far. Any plans to write some songs?
We've considered it a few times, but we've just sort of never really had any ideas. But I'm sure if we sort of sat down and give it a good shot, because of school and sort of outside of school stuff, we've just been really quite busy. But if we really sat down and sort of thought about it, I'm sure we could come up with something.
What sort of music would you like to make going forward?
We quite like Amy McDonald, so we like that kind of style. And like maybe country rock in a way. The Killers as well, actually.
Yeah.
Big fan of The Killers. Can you read my mind?
Live your life today. I'm Rob Ousley. I'm a former Royal Marine. I was in the Marines for just over 4 years. I'm now a singer-songwriter by the name Pilgrim's Dream, based in London and playing all over the UK and Ireland and a little bit in Europe occasionally. Being a Royal Marine was a dream of mine, but I kind of always knew I'd go to music after that. Becoming a Marine sort of really changed me as a person and built my character a lot. And I think as music and songs are kind of an expression of your soul, my outlook and perspective on life is a lot broader, and I've experienced a lot more through being in the Marines. So I think that definitely affects my songwriting, as it's made me who I am as a person. You see me slowly drowning,
your last words of steel resounding. Now, everybody knows about James Blunt's military career. I bet you've been referred to in those terms before. It's like, oh, I want to be James Blunt.
People often say, oh, you could be like James Blunt and stuff. And mine's a bit more indie, I think. But it's all still singer-songwriter.
But more importantly, are your tweets as good as his?
Definitely not. Even if you don't like his music, you've got to admire him, his sense of humour, I think.
When you were serving in Afghanistan, Rob, did you get a chance to play music and entertain your fellow troops?
I wanted to bring my guitar and we were meant to, but then there wasn't actually room in our kind of company ISO container or whatever for my guitar. But then we were on an operation somewhere near Zimbabwe. Our company was split between two compounds and I can't actually remember where it came from. I think there was an army engineer who happened to have arrived and be with us there, and some guitar basically appeared out of nowhere. And I hadn't played for a few months. There was just a very surreal occasion where everyone gathered round in one compound. One of the officers hooked up on the radio to all the lads in the other compound. And then I was playing Beatles songs, like When I Saw Her, standing there in the middle of Zimbabwe to all these Marines in one compound while it was streaming or whatever, playing live to all these Marines in the compound about 50 meters away. It was just a very surreal moment standing there playing that song. And it was a good, really good fun, and lots of people still remember it and laugh about it.
But when the sky turns blue, you've got to have faith in everything that you do.
Rob, you've also released a wonderful single with a singer-songwriter called Flo Perlin. How did you hook up with her?
We actually met at an open mic a number of years ago, not long after I actually left the Marines. It was actually the first one I played. It went pretty disastrously. I was so nervous when I sung, my voice was kind of wobbling all over the place. But I came off and she said very nice things about my songs, which she said had been really good and was very friendly. And she played and was amazing. And we've basically been friends since. We've hung out when she's been in London. And then we just got together and started doing some writing, and this song came out, and it was really good fun doing it together.
We prayed to the sea, but where was the shore? We gave what we could, we couldn't give more. And I asked the Lord, don't go away. Say something, do something, know that you mean something, you should believe something new.
I'm SEC Craig McInnes. I'm a supplier at RAF Lossiemouth. I'm also the frontman of Club Beirut.
So I don't wanna be the one that hurts.
In 2019, I just got myself some music recording equipment. I had some material that I wrote while I was in the Falklands in 2015, so some of it's quite old. It was out of boredom, really. I just kind of went in there in the music room that we've got available here on the camp. I just spent a lot of time in there learning how to use Logic. I'm still no expert. Yeah, I just put my ideas down. I started a little page and I called it Club Beirut, just for a bit of a laugh, because the corridor I live in the accommodation gets nicknamed Beirut. It's always a mess. Put a little clip of a demo online and Fraser Lang got in touch and he was like, oh, that sounds quite cool. I've known Fraser for a few years. He just seemed really interested. He kind of like got the confidence in me to go back out into the music world. I used to do it 4 or 5 years ago with my old band.
Things seem to be starting to happen for Club Beirut, but you probably emerged at the wrong time with COVID-19. You've yet to play a gig.
It's not been a great time to start a new band. We were very ambitious of getting the name out there, but everyone's in the same boat, really. It's just a shame that we've not actually been able to get out there and showcase what we can do live, because we got ourselves gig ready before the lockdown period. We were ready to go with an 8-9 song set. Now we're kind of having to start all over again, kind of just get ourselves tight. We're going to be ready again soon. Fraser actually got in touch with a guy called Kimi Kato. He was quite high up at Universal Records in Japan, but he lives in Los Angeles, and he actually replied to Fraser, and we all started getting on Skype calls throughout most of lockdown, really. We spoke once or twice a week. He's now actually managing us, and his company's called Project Asteri. I think we were the first artist to sign with them, and he's got some good ideas for us.
How would you describe the sound of Club Beirut?
I think we're starting to find our sound, and I would go with a kind of a summer party vibe. There's indie in there, there's pop in there. When you hear our next single, Eyes Wide Open, there's a bit of drum and bass in there. So we're trying to include as much musical genres as possible.
I might not have much money, but I'm not just a free eyes wide open. Just keep your eyes wide open.
The FBS, the Forces Station.